Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. New York Summer Streets program begins today. Busy city streets turning into car-free zones for pedestrians and cyclists. It starts with street closures and celebrations on Staten Island and along the Queens waterfront. Here's DOT Commissioner Idanis Rodriguez.
Well, you will see a Caribbean dancing and music from Asia, a European dancing and salsa, well, a Latino dancing, you know, through the percussion that someone from Mali, from Ghana, from Congo, they can come to perform.
The program runs on Saturdays through August 24th in all five boroughs. Police are investigating a fatal stabbing in the Bronx. They say they got the 911 call at about 7 a.m. today and about a dispute in the Longwood section of the Bronx. They found a man with a stab wound to the torso, pronounced dead later at a local hospital. No arrests at this time. Meanwhile, a 15-year-old boy was found dead on subway tracks in Far Rockaway.
It was a 911 call that brought the police and EMS to the scene. The body of a boy was found on the elevated subway tracks at Beach 90th Street in Far Rockaway. The 15-year-old male had severe head trauma. The medical examiner said he was already dead. Now an autopsy will be done to determine how and why he died. The police suspect he might have been subway surfing, but they haven't confirmed that yet. Last September, the MTA had a safety campaign to warn young people about the dangers and risks of subway surfing. So far this year, at least two people have died by subway surfing. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds, at 92.3 FM at Beach 90th Street in Far Rockaway.
Some Walmart and Aldi stores in our area have been recalled over concerns about listeria. They were sold under the Weir's Farm label, as well as no label at all, bagged and unbagged, and include various peppers, green beans, cucumbers, and squashes, cilantro, and mustard greens. There have been no illnesses or complaints reported, but the items have been recalled, quote, out of an abundance of caution. There's also been a recall of Boar's Head, Liverwurst, and deli meats. And Stop and Shop closed all of its delis yesterday for deep cleaning, removed all of the recalled products, and discarded all other open deli meats and cheeses that could have been sliced or prepared in the same area. The listeria outbreak so far has sent at least 12 people in New York State to the hospital, including cases here in the city, Nassau and Suffolk counties, and Dutchess County. There have been two cases reported in New Jersey, one in Passaic County, one in Monmouth. This has been a great stretch for the Mets and their fans as the team has played itself back into postseason contention after a very tough early start to the season. But the Mets have confirmed that pitcher Kodai Senga is out for the season. He made his season debut last night, coming back from a shoulder injury, and he pitched well, pitching into the sixth inning. But then he suffered a calf injury. An MRI revealed that it's a strained left calf, and the expectation is it will keep him out for the remainder of the regular season, the Mets with the announcement this afternoon. NYPD is investigating reports of a group assault and robbery in the subway. Police say four people were allegedly harassing riders on a 2 train early this morning when they started kicking and punching a 41-year-old man before forcing him off the train at Columbus Circle. Authorities say when they reached the station, the group allegedly stole his phone and wallet, threw the wallet on the subway tracks before taking off on another 2 train. The victim was treated at a hospital for minor injuries, and the investigation keeps ongoing. NYCLU and the Legal Aid Society are gearing up to challenge what they are calling the Adams administration and the MTA's unconstitutional subway surveillance program. This comes as the first metal detectors are being installed as part of a new pilot program.
You'll see the scanners before you pay your fare, and all you have to do is walk. The idea is it'll pick up a gun if you have one. NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Operations Kaz Daughtry.
I asked one person, I go, how would that make you feel knowing that this machine could be at the station where you went to win? And that person said, I will feel a lot more comfortable knowing that the city is finally doing something to try to prevent guns from coming into our subway system.
Transit crime is down 8% year over year. And for Mayor Adams, this is that old perception is reality thing.
The feeling of being safe that will go with the actual safety.
Other stations that'll see the scanners will be determined by crime numbers. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.